USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The global Catholic community is now reading a letter from Pope Francis that he's released on this Monday morning in response to last week's report of more than 300 priests sexually abusing at least 1,000 child victims in the state of Pennsylvania over the years. In the letter, the Pope acknowledges what he calls the abuse of power and abuse of conscience perpetrated by a significant number of clerics. And the letter reads, "Looking back to the past, no effort to beg pardon and to seek to repair the harm done will ever be sufficient." President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton says Russia's not the only one looking to meddle in the U.S. midterm elections. Iran, China, and North Korea are also.
Looking at the 2018 election, those are the four countries that we're most concerned about.
He spoke on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, andro400.com.
At least one member of the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq is dead after an American military helicopter crashes today. A number of other people aboard were injured. There are no indications, according to officials, it was caused by enemy fire.
Oh, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
That's President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, answering a question yesterday about whether President Trump should testify before Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team in the Russia investigation.
And when you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth.
He was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Today is the third day of deliberations in former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's bank and tax fraud trial, as the jury had the weekend off. First Lady Melania Trump warning about the destructive side of social media at a cyberbullying summit this morning in Rockville, Maryland. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Ruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Ruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Firefighters are losing some of their grip on the largest wildfire in California history. Containment on the Mendocino Complex fire, which comprises the Ranch fire and the River fire, has fallen to 79%. Cal Fire also issuing new evacuation orders last night in the Inferno's most active northeast quadrant. A woman falls from a cruise ship at sea and lives to tell about it. 46-year-old British citizen Kay Longstaff says she fell from a Norwegian cruise line vessel in the Adriatic Sea on Sunday and was saved by the Croatian Coast Guard.
I fell off the back of the Norwegian Star and I was in the water for 10 hours. So these wonderful guys rescued me.
Carrie Marafiotti is an American citizen who was also aboard the cruise ship.
I'm ecstatic that she was actually found alive. We just thought that that was crazy that after she was treading water for about 10 hours that that was even possible.
Both Marafiotti and Longstaff were speaking on NBC's Today Show. And a Chicago area nun's gaining some national attention for her pitching arm as Sister Mary Jo Sobiec bounced the ball off her arm and then fired a perfect strike while throwing out the first pitch before the White Sox-Royals game on Saturday. Video of the throw by the nun from the Marian Catholic High School in Chicago Heights has gone viral. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.